Inventory costs. Inventory costs are broken down into categories to help determine the trade-offs of various decisions. The following are common categories of inventory costs: item costs, carrying costs, ordering costs, stockout costs, capacity-related costs. Total costs include consideration of all cost impacts rather than just one cost impact on customer service improvement. Total inventory costs are the sum of the item, carrying, ordering, and stockout costs. Attempts to create savings in one type of costs often result in increased costs in another category. For example, increasing inventory to avoid stockouts increases carrying costs. Reducing safety stocks saves on carrying costs, but the trade-off is higher stockout costs. Ordering in larger amounts to decrease the number of orders being placed decreases ordering costs, but increases carrying costs. It is necessary to optimize all of the costs together rather than minimizing one type of cost. At the aggregate level, fewer assumptions are needed than at the individual item level because one is working with costs in the aggregate, and the total of each category of costs can be determined or estimated in some areas and compared to planned levels to determine overall variances. Each of the cost categories is discussed more next. Item costs. Item costs are the purchase price plus other direct costs required to get the units to where they need to be, for example, the plant. Item costs are a large portion of the landed costs because item costs include not only transportation but also customs and insurance costs. Items produced in-house will also have item costs. These will be direct materials, direct labor, and the portion of factory overhead allocated to the units. The unit cost could be affected by order size, for example, the volume discounts or lower transportation charges keyed to order size. Carrying costs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines carrying cost, also called holding cost, as follows. The cost of holding inventory, usually defined as a percentage of the dollar value of inventory per unit of time, generally 1 year. Carrying cost depends mainly on the cost of capital invested as well as costs of maintaining the inventory, such as taxes and insurance, obsolescence, spoilage, and space occupied. Such costs vary from 10% to 35% annually, depending on type of industry. Carrying cost is ultimately a policy variable reflecting the opportunity cost of alternative uses for funds invested in inventory. Components of carrying costs. Carrying costs reflect all of the expenses associated with owning inventory. They are directly related to inventory volume, and they include the following. Capital costs. Capital cost is the cost of money invested in inventory. It is also called the cost of capital. Finance professionals may use the term weighted average cost of capital, or WACC, but it is not defined here because it reflects the opportunity cost of carrying inventory. If money was borrowed to finance the inventory, the capital cost is the direct cost of the loan. Even if this is not the case, money invested in inventory is tied up and cannot be used for another purpose, which is an opportunity cost. Capital costs can vary by industry since different types of operations have different investment opportunities and expectations of return for their capital. Finance will estimate the capital cost of inventory by determining the interest rate that could have been earned from making an investment, something of similar risk. This could be either the prevailing interest rate for a financial instrument or the return expected from an alternative business investment. Storage costs. Storage costs reflect the fact that warehouses cost money for the land, the building, the material handling equipment, the labor, and the overhead such as utilities. Storage costs increase as inventory volume increases. These costs are expressed as a percentage. Risk costs. This cost is the ongoing loss of inventory value over time. One cause is shrinkage, a reduction in quantities caused by things like scrap or deterioration. Inventory might be perishable, in which case it could spoil, but even non-perishable inventory can suffer from rot or evaporation. Goods may be subject to pilferage, which includes theft as well as goods that are misplaced. Another risk is obsolescence. When new and improved products come on the market, the old model loses value. Some products lose value simply because tastes change. Transportation and materials handling also pose a risk of product damage. The cost of insurance and security expenses for the inventory may be included. Perishable goods, innovative technology, and items with a high street value can have high risk costs, while other products will have low risk costs. Estimates of the types of risks are made by product, and an average percentage risk cost is determined. Calculating carrying costs. Each of these costs is calculated as a percentage of the inventory value ratio. That is, the total costs in the given category for the period are summed and divided by the total value of the inventory for the period, typically a year. Note that increasing inventory turnover will increase the total value of the inventory used to compute these percentage costs because more inventory in total will have been sold. When the denominator in a fraction gets bigger, the fraction gets smaller, so the more that inventory is turned over, the lower the carrying cost ratio will become. The sum of the percentages of the carrying cost components can be multiplied by the average annual inventory level to determine the carrying cost. Consider an organization that has a capital cost of 9%, a storage cost of 8%, and a risk cost of 7%. The sum of these is 24%. If the average inventory level is $3 million per year, then the calculation of carrying cost would be. Dividing this by 365 results in a daily rate of about $1,973 per day. If the organization reduces this annual average to $2,500,000, the figure would be $600,000, or about $1,644 per day. Note how carrying cost will increase or decrease based on the average inventory level. The percentages could also be reestimated and impact carrying costs. Many organizations, especially those with strong seasonal variations in inventory levels, perform a more finely grained study of carrying costs by doing the calculations by quarter or month. If an annual carrying cost is used as an input, it will need to be translated into a quarterly or monthly rate before it can be multiplied against quarterly or monthly average inventory levels. For example, to translate the 24% annual carrying cost into a quarterly carrying cost, divide by 4 for the 4 quarters. This would then be multiplied by the average quarterly inventory. The 4 quarterly carrying costs could then be summed, and a more precise carrying cost can be found. Ordering costs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines ordering cost as follows. The costs that increases the number of orders placed increases. Ordering cost is used in calculating order quantities and includes costs related to the clerical work of preparing, releasing, monitoring, and receiving orders, the physical handling of goods, inspections, and setup costs as applicable. Ordering costs are related to the number of orders per period rather than the volume of a given order. Ordering costs are incurred for purchase orders and factory orders. For purchasing, ordering costs include the cost of each purchase order that is issued or, if contract buying is used, the cost of releasing orders against the contract, although the latter is much lower in cost per order. These costs include those for administrative tasks related to creating and placing a purchase order, tracking the order, and processing payment, those for managing and expediting orders, those for receiving, checking, and handling inventory received. For factory orders, the following costs are included in ordering cost: production control costs, the cost of issuing, closing, scheduling, loading, dispatching, moving, and expediting open orders. These costs are made up of the costs for labor, supplies, and operating expenses for the operations. Setup costs. Setup goes from the last good part of the prior operation to the first good part of the next operation, so it includes teardown costs. This cost is incurred per order. Runtime is calculated per unit. Lost capacity cost. Whenever another order is placed, the setup time reduces the available runtime for the work center, so it is an opportunity cost related to capacity. This is especially problematic for bottleneck work centers that need as much of their capacity as possible for runtime. Each order that requires setup time in a bottleneck will reduce sales and profit. Ordering cost varies in proportion to the number of types of orders placed in a year or other period. The quantity ordered is not a factor. Ordering 50 or 50,000 will have the same ordering cost. This promotes ordering in larger quantities. The trade-off, however, is higher carrying cost because larger quantities ordered or longer production runs increased average inventory levels. As the number of orders placed per year varies, so will the ordering cost. Some of the above costs might be included in fixed costs, such as production control salaries, supplies, and operating expenses. However, setup costs will vary per order and are already variable costs. Assume that fixed costs include production control wages that average $200,000 per year plus production control supplies and operating expenses that average $80,000 per year, and assume that 4,000 orders are placed per year on average. Assume also that average setup costs are $100 per order, the variable cost. The following calculation can determine the average ordering cost per order. A similar calculation for ordering cost per order could be made for purchasing. One approach to lowering ordering costs is joint replenishment, which is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows: coordinating the lot sizing and order release decision for related items and treating them as a family of items. The objective is to achieve lower costs because of ordering, setup, shipping, and quantity discount economies. This term applies equally to joint ordering, family contracts, and to composite part, group technology, fabrication scheduling, stockout costs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines stockout costs as follows: the costs associated with a stockout. Those costs may include lost sales, backorder costs, expediting, and additional manufacturing and purchasing costs. A stockout occurs whenever total inventory is not sufficient to meet customer orders. This will occur in situations in which an organization is producing to forecast when demand during the lead time exceeds the forecast and safety stock levels. Stockouts can also occur when suppliers have failures or production problems occur. The cost of a stockout in finished goods or in modules, in the case of assembled to order, can be difficult to quantify. The most easily defined costs will be the additional administrative tasks involved in creating, tracking, expediting, and delivering a backorder. Harder to quantify are lost sales during the stockout period. Stockouts that result in a missed sale, rather than a backorder, are opportunity costs because the revenue is not earned. If the customers who cannot get orders filled are known, this is straightforward. However, in retail, this is not possible. In such cases, lost sales need to be estimated. Over the longer term, an estimate needs to be made of customer churn, the rate at which customers are lost related to stockouts. Each lost customer represents wasted promotional resources. If the business acquires a public reputation for stockouts, it will have trouble attracting and keeping loyal customers and possibly investors. If the stockout affects internal production, production can be delayed or halted. Additional resources will be spent on expediting materials, setup, and teardown. Safety stock can reduce stockout costs but has a carrying cost. After performing estimates of these various costs, organizations might indicate the number of stockouts per year that are acceptable for a given type of inventory or simply state it as a required customer service level percentage. Capacity-related costs. Any type of organization will have capacity-related costs when there is a sustained shift in demand that requires changing production plans. Capacity-related costs include overtime and shift premiums, hiring and layoff costs, costs for unused capacity, training costs, and so on. Organizations that use chase or hybrid production will have capacity-related costs each time they vary production levels. Level production tends to avoid these costs but instead incurs higher carrying costs. Engineer or make-to-order organizations don't have stockout costs, and service organizations don't have them for the pure service portion of their offerings. Instead, the similar cost would be related to insufficient capacity or inability to acquire raw materials. This could lead to excessively long lead time quotes, queues that are too long, or needing to turn customers away.